Okay, so the Liebreich team sprints have just ended, and unfortunately the Canadian gals were not in the final, and we're going to try to catch up with Dasha Gajzova, who's having a spectacular start to the season. She was on the podium at Opa Cups in Germany, and just missed out on the podium yesterday in the individual sprint, so we're going to get catch up with Dasha. I think she's on the line and find out what happened today. How you doing, Dasha? Are you there?
Yes, hi, doing well. Nice to talk to you.
Great to talk to you too. So you're having a fabulous start to the season, and we want to talk all about that, but let's find out what happened today, because we didn't see what happened in the qualifications in the semis for the team sprint.
Okay.
So tell us what happened. Was there a crash, or you know, we're not clear as to why?
We missed advancing to the finals by a hundredth of a second. First of all, which was really close, on the second leg, somebody stepped on Perry Ann's pole at the bottom of a uphill, and she lost her whole pole, the strap, and actually her whole glove just came off her hand. She was only able to get a pole at the top of the uphill. So we lost a lot of time there, and you know, could happen to anyone, a bit of a bad luck for us. But otherwise, I think we skied really well. Like, you know, Perry and I were talking afterwards, and I said maybe I could have done transition, exchange a little bit faster. We could have maybe gained a hundredth of a second there. But, you know, like, we tried our best, and sometimes you get lucky, and sometimes it's, you know, you don't, and just part of the sport, I guess. You know, I felt good today in team sprint, and maybe I had a bit of an easier leg than Perry, because usually all the faster people go on the second leg as opposed to the first. So I thought I skied well and did the best I could. So yeah.
It's too bad. It's tough break. We did see a few of those situations watching the final. The fist timing was not accurate or available, so we didn't know what happened, and that's so close. It sounds like just a little bit of bad luck, and like you said, it can happen any time in the race. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, your fabulous start to the season. You know, you had the two podiums in Germany, and that had to build confidence coming into to Liebreich. And then, of course, yesterday, just coming so close. Talk a bit about Germany, and then talk a bit about yesterday.
I've been in pretty good shape. If you go back to Canmore World Cup, I thought I skied really strong. I was able to lead my heat halfway through it, but then I keep making tactical mistakes and errors and just not skiing smart. So I knew I've been in a good shape for a while, and it's just the results weren't showing it. And I think I've been working lots on, you know, reading the course better and coming up with a better strategy. So I think pieces are slowly falling in place, and I'm seeing the results of that in places I'm taking now. And you know, it's exciting, because there's lots of classic sprints coming up as well. And, you know, everybody on the team is so pumped. Perry's in such amazing shape. And Chandra had an amazing race also in Canmore. So it's cool to for all of us to have a good momentum right now going into, you know, we've got a World Cup in Sochi coming up. And then we've got World Championships, you know, in the next 6 weeks. So, you know, it's exciting. I think maybe everybody's feeding a little bit of each other's positive momentum and just excitement. So it's good. Like I'm happy with how things went in the last week, and just hoping that we can carry that momentum forward for the rest of the winter.
Yeah, it's really exciting to see how things have been clicking on both sides. The men are doing well, and the women are doing well, and it's good to see that that momentum building. It's interesting, Dasha, to hear you talk about, you know, reviewing what happened at Canmore and knowing you're in shape, but also knowing that, you know, it's also a head game, and knowing the strategy in the race so crucial to, you know, finding success, because it's all, you know, milliseconds that separate you from, you know, from getting on a podium or whatever. I remember watching a video, a buff video that you did, you know, just your training. And watching you double poling in the sprints yesterday, I was really impressed with just how fast you were going and how smooth you were going. I mean, talk a bit about your training, because I think that that seems to be an important part of your whole process this season.
I switched things a little bit this year. I joined the training center in Quebec City and trained a lot in Mont-Saint-Anne with the training center, and also in Montreal with the B210. And one thing that we really start working on is sort of adding more speed to my training, really working on increasing like speed, because naturally I'm not a quick moving person. I'm so tall and I have long limbs, and it takes a while for me to sort of move them. So this year I really tried to work on you know, improving the quickness. And I think it's been hard, like, and you know, for me to do that, but I know I've made good progress, and I know it's been you know, I can see that in racing that it's been getting better.
Have you been you know, the video that I referred to showed you in the weight room a lot, I'm thinking that, you know, when I think about the strength you need for the double pulling and the strength you need in your whole body just to put up and withstand the pressures you're putting on, it seemed to me that you really were putting more emphasis on the weight room. Is that correct?
Well, you know, that what you see in the video is a fraction of the training I do. I can't disclose all my secrets in one video, but I've been a lot. You know, for double pulling, it's double pulling is something I've been working on for years. It's such a simple technique, but at the same time, it takes a lot of coordination to generate the most power you can out of every push. So, and again, for me, you know, being able to really use my long arms and legs and to move it in the most powerful way, it's been something I've been working on for years. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, this year I've done a bit of a training on SkiErg. It's a double pulling machine, just sort of like playing with watts and stuff like that. So, you know, I do a lot of training for double pulling, and it might not show in the video, but trust me, it's something that's important, because, you know, oftentimes in classic sprints, you finish and you start on a stadium, which is flat, and you got to double pull, you got to have a good start, and you got to have a good finish. So it is something that's very important for me as a sprinter. And I've, you know, I try to put a lot of emphasis on good double pulling.
Well, we definitely saw that in the sprints yesterday. There was no question that it was obvious that you know, you put some effort in there, and it was paying off. It's interesting you talk about your height and the speed, and, you know, Len Vallis on the team, he's also a tall guy, and yet he's able to translate that into quickness as well, and obviously you are, so there's definitely, you know, and I would say it on some level it gives you advantage, because if you have a longer stride or a longer push, then you can, make headway with that kind of... So talk. I want to talk to you a little bit about yesterday, because, you know, you really skied smart and well in your quarter and your semi. When you came into the final, what was going on in your mind in terms of a strategy?
Yeah. Like, I don't know. It was just such a blur. You know, I think I just wanted to sort of like ski, keep the same strategies I did in my heats for the final. So basically, you know, stay in the front but not lead up all the way to the downhill, and then come into the last uphill into the finish. Just sort of like try not to get boxed in, get my own lane, and just, you know, go as hard as I could. So I had amazing skis. You know, I texted incredible job on the downhill. I almost like collided. Well, not collided, but I skied and reeled into Kovalchuk. And I remember at one point my ski was between her feet. So I even had to like stand up and unravel my ski from between her legs just before starting the climb. And so, you know, that was great. And generally, like, the plan that I made really worked. And when we were just going into the final sort of, like, drag race down the finishing 200 meter stretch, like, all I remember I was thinking is just try to double pole the best I can. And to be honest, I, you know, it didn't even register in my head at that point that I'm fighting for a podium. Just, I was just so focused on double poling.
Yep.
If only when I finished and people said it's a photo finish, I'm like, really? I was this close. And unbelievable. It was really cool to, you know, to be there. And, you know, it's definitely a huge confidence booster too. Knowing that if I, you know, execute my plan well and ski smart, that, you know, I have the ability to be in contention.
Absolutely. You made the race very exciting. I mean, it was, you know, we just exchanged the photo finish shots, and you know, you were so close to Kowalczyk, and I forget the other girl, the Norwegian gal. How does it feel to be, you know, neck and neck with Kowalczyk, who's the number one, you know, skier in the world?
I didn't even think about it. No, when you race, it's just another racer next to you, so it could be Kowalczyk, it could be anybody else, and I'm just trying to, you know, ski the fastest I can. So it's completely irrelevant to me who is racing next to me, so, yeah.
Well, it's very exciting for us to see you out there, Dasha. You've come a long way, and the hard work's paying off, and, you know, we want to see you battling anybody. Your double pole's coming along, and your whole skiing is coming along.
Thank you. Yes.
So what happens now for you guys?
We're going back to the Alps. We're going to train in Prat-Élie, which is close to La Clusa, for a week, and then basically race every World Cup from now until the end of the season. There's lots of classic sprints coming up, so that's cool. And then after La Clusa, we're going to Sochi. That's going to be a good World Cup, you know, a bit of a rehearsal before the Olympics. Mm-hmm. And then World Champs. So it's going to be an exciting month and a half coming up. And yeah, should be good.